Melech. Also, since it's a takola, we do not want it to stay around today. You cannot use it today. We're afraid you'll have an orphan hegdish, so you're supposed to get rid of it. Now, the Ezeil Iker, what's considered the Iker over here that you're supposed to do? Here it says, Noel Dels Befonehon, just close the door in front of the animal. In other words, starve it to death. The Mesimile, and it'll die by itself. So here it's Mashmi, you have no right to the Iker, meaning to uproot it, to cut off, to give it Tsar Balachayim, to do a Mais of Yadayim. But just rather, Shevi Atasa, just close the door. That's all. So my answer is, Om Rabbaya, my answer is, Shani Hosim Mishum Bizoyim Kodeshim. There it's different. Because really, you're allowed to uproot, take off the hooves. Just here, the reason why the Chum did not tell you to do it, is because since you are Makdish this animal, it has Kedusha, it has Kedusha on it, so it's a Bizoyim, it's not nice to Kodeshim to do something to it, to cut off its hooves. Therefore, here the Chum say rather, do not do anything, just let it starve to death. So Mora says, okay, Venishchato, let's shecht it though. Like the main thing is to kill it, it shouldn't be around. So let's shecht it. Venishchato Mishchato. So Rashi speaks out, Yimishom Shchut Echutz, Abedek Abayas Lemechad, there's no risk on Abedek Abayas of Shchut Echutz. So just shecht it. So Gemara says, no, also Bulu Deitakola, we're also afraid to come with Deitakola, that maybe someone will eat it. In other words, Abim, there is shecht it and let it die and don't eat it. So the answer is no, that's no good, because we're afraid maybe somebody will eat it. So also bull the data colour. So Mar says, okay, the lishva gistro. The Rashi says, no, yichatchenu lishnayim. Cut the head in half like. Cut the head completely off. Cut it completely into two. Rashi says, aleki b'zayin the kodeshim. The neis semar, for the colour lekod, loyachli minei. Sana b'zayin, or die faster, and people won't eat from it. Like we don't eat from an animal that we made a gistro, that we chopped off the whole head. Om Rabbaya, my quote, the Pasuk says, then he touched them with mizbechosam. They were supposed to break down the goyish mizbeach. That way, the zoros was supposed to break down. But the pasuk says, "Lo yisasun kem Hashem lekechem." We should not do the same thing to our God. So therefore, for us, the kachim are not allowed to act like this. Rovam Rovi says, "Bnei shenira kamato mum bekadoshim." You can't do a thing like this. The shavi gistra just to cut off the neck, like cut it the wrong way, not to chashchit, making a treifa, making a nevela. Someone says, "Pshita that's also." Because you saw you're making a mum for Kodeshim. Like this, it's a behemoth that's Kodesh. You're not allowed to put a mum in the animal. You can't put a blemish in there. So Mura says, Nira, just what it looks like it. Mum are you? This is a real good mum. Of course it should be Yosa. So Mura says, no, honey, Mili, when is it really Yosa? Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayim. Bizman, we have the Beis HaMikdash. The Rashi says, the Karinim, Beit Tomim, Yilarotzon, Lahakriv, he's supposed to have a Korban, Tomim. Then there's an Issa to be Matal Mum. But today they do not have the Beis HaMikdash anyway, it's only goes Nira Bamum. That's all, but there's no Issa D'Raisa. So Moses says, Hanim, Mili, when is there an Issa D'Raisa to be Matal Mum? Bizmansha, Beis HaMikdash Kayim, the Chazilak Rova. The Beis HaMikdash is here, and it's fit to be brought for Korban. Then there's an Issa D'Raisa to be Matal Mum in it. But Hashtuz Lechazilak Rova, less Lambo, but right now that it's, we have no Beis HaMikdash, it's not fit for Akrova, there should be no Issa in being Matal Mum. Therefore, it's only Nisa the Rabbonin of Mechze. Sumar says, why? Why is it worse than Aloch Riz? If you have already an animal that has a mum, there's an Issa to put a second mum in the animal, even though the animal is already not fit for Akrova. Afagab lechazel Akrova also. Sumar says, Baumum, nidil lechazel gufe, true the gufe, the animal, cannot be brought since it has a mum already, one blemish. You cannot be brought for carbon, but may le demay chazi. But the mice that's fit to be paid to redeem it with the money, you could buy another carbon. So still called this animal has to do with the mizbech with kachim. Therefore, there's nisa to be matlamum even on a balmum. But this man is there, the bachla, we can't bring carbonis. There's no issa di raisa. Hochi deloy le demay chazi. But over here, where it's not fit for anything, there's no issa di raisa, it's only an issa di rabbonin. Mor says, Ashkechei Rabbi Yoina le Rabbi Ilo, Dekoya Pischa de Sur. He was by the gate of the city Tsur. Omle, he said to him like this, Ketani, we learned, Behema Tieker, that if you buy an animal by the rid of Goyim Beissa, you're supposed to like make sure you have no enjoyment from it, cut off its hooves. Eved, my, what should you do if you bought an Eved of the going by the rid there? So it depends. Eved, you saw, look at me, boy, you don't do anything. You buy an Eved Eved Kechovim. You buy a Goy from the Goyim. What should we do to the Eved? Or Malay, my can be boiling. What's your question? Tanya, we learn clearly. Or a person that pastures with behemoth small animals. So they're over a gazlin, they're for sure pasturing other people's fields. They're called like a gazlin. Is loy malin, the loch ridge, you're not allowed to bring them up from a boar. If they're stuck there, you don't have to save them. But loy maridim, you're not allowed to throw them down. No, you're not allowed to go and kill them. So if sheet there also, a guy, even though he's a guy, you're not allowed to kill him. So you cannot do anything to him. So Rashi says that Alma Eved, Oivik Kachovim, Ostalamis, Sabiadayim, not allowed to kill him, Biadayim. So Gerechanami, to an Eved, we can't do anything to him, and not allowed to kill him, we can't do anything to him. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, Malay Rabbi Yimel Rabbi Zeiro, Ketani." We learned before in the other brisa that Loichem Mehem, you light a boy from the Goyim, Tehema Avodim Mushvachis. Now, the question is, when you buy an Eved off the Goyim Eved Yisrael, I do Mafilu Eved Ad Kachovim. Are you allowed to only buy maybe a Jewish slave from them to save the Jew from the Goyim, or else even a Goyish slave? Or Malay, he said back to Mistav, the story is, Eved Yisroel, you could buy a Jewish slave from them. The Eved, or the Kachovim, if it's a Goy, a Goyish slave. So, my Miboylai, what are you going to do with it? Because Kolema, my mitzvah Yeshkan, the Nashrilai, like the Bryce said before, you have a right to go down to Tumas Amin to go and to make sure you have a deed to keep it. So, if you're only buying a Goyish slave, what's so important about that? Mora says, Sef was more mistarvus than Eved Yisrael, you want to save him from the Goyim. So Mora says, no, that Kiyosi Rav and Amr Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Afilu Eved Rav Kachovim. You also allowed to buy off the Goyim. Mevnei Shemachnis, Atachat Kansi Hashchina. Because still, now that you make him into an Eved Yisrael, an Eved Kanani, you megay him a little bit, you also bring him Atachat Kansi Hashchina. So this also is smuta to go all through those things of buying it through the Goyim. Gemarius, Amr Ravashi, Otto Behemo, my Machnas Takas Kanfeshkinika, Manashek, when you buy an animal off the guy, how are you bringing the animal Takas Kanfeshkinika? What's the special effort over there? Ella, what do you have to say? Mushum Yatiyu, that anything you take away from the Goyim, it's better. Savachinami, Dimamayachari, since you're taking away the service from the guy, it's mutter. Maybe it's not because you're bringing him Takas Kanfeshkinika, but just the fact you're buying, taking something away from the Goyim, that's mutter. The Gemara says now, Rabbi Yaakov Zovin Tamla, Rabbi Yaakov bought sandals off the Goyim by the Yerid. Rabbi Yirmiyah Zovin Pitzi bought bread off the Goyim. All Malaychav Achavis, one said to the other one, Yasma, like you Yosom, you often, Ovid Rab Chochi, would your master do like this? Like each one thought the other one bought the Mokum where they have to pay taxes, they thought it was also. Omla Yidus, the other one said back to the other one, Yasma, you're an orphan. Ovid Rab Chochi, would your Rabbi, if he'd be alive, would he do like this? Petavai, really both of them, Nibalabai his own, they both bought it from a private person. Each one thought those, Sov, Chavrei, Mitaga, Zov, and each one thought the other one bought from a Taga, from a merchant, that was also. That's what each one complained to the other one. The Yom Rababa read Rab Chia, Barabba, Lashon Rabu, Lakak, Minataga. It's only also if you buy from a merchant, he takes taxes, the Shakli Mikhsa. Mina, he takes taxes from you, Fleavoy Dezora. Avlakhev, Balabai, it's Lashok, Mina, Mikhsa, Mutta. Omer, if I from private person, there's no taxes, Muta. Omer, Baba, Bret, Rabbi Chia, Baraba, El Moli, Hori, Rabbi Yechanan, Ho Zimna, Biyatso, the Koshakli, Michta, Filu, Balabayas, Hevi Yosa. If he would have been in a place, even for private people, to take taxes, he would say it's Osa. El Inu, Hech, Zovin, how did they buy it here then? Be Balabayas, Shaina, Kavua, Zovin. They bought it from a person that's not a permanent, does not live there permanently. Therefore, from him, for sure, they did not take taxes. Even though they take taxes from private people, that's only from the residents, people that live there. But a person does not live there, Kavua, he does not have to pay taxes, so then for sure it's Mutter to buy from. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold them by the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimlo Mabez. The bottom, the Mishnah says, Elu Dvorim Asurim Lim Chalovi Kachovim. These are the things that it's also, these are the things that it's also to sell to a Goy. At Strublin, there's these things that the Goyim Stam use to worship their Avodah Zarah with. So again, there's a Lufna Ivar. If you give it to them, you're causing them to be Oved their Avodah Zarah. So it's Strublin, a type of a Paris, we'll see in the Gemara, a special type of a fruit. Or Benoy Suach, also see in the Gemara, a special type of fruits, that the Goyim use these things to worship their Avodah Zarah with. Uptutrios, the Gemara says it means these fruits, these type of dates, with the stem. With the stem of it, then they hang it up in front of the Avodah Zarah. That's the way they arrive at it. Ulovoina, nala to sell ulovoina, stam frankincense, clear, pure. For tarnagol halovin, you can't sell them a white chicken. They use it for the Avodah Zarah. Rav Yehuda Weimer, muta limchol tarnagol lovin, vein hatarnagolim. So if you sell them a few, then even though one or two of them are white ones, it's okay. But over zman shubifnei atzmoi, when you're selling them only white ones by themselves, so that depends. Could say yes, etzpo, if you want, you could cut off its finger. Or moichrolei, then you're allowed to sell this white chicken to the goyim, because then they will not use it to be able to bring it for korban to their avodah zarah. Lefi shein makriven chos alav res kachovim. The goyim do not bring a korban, an animal that's a chos or an aver. If it's missing a leg or missing a toe, it would not bring it for korban. Vishar kol advarim, everything else, other type of things, it depends. Stomon muta, or pirushin also. Minastam, you're allowed to sell it to them, but if pirushin, if they say clearly they want it l'shem avodah zarah, then it's also. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Av dekel tav, even a good palm tree, v'chatzav, a child girl for niklav also. We'll see in the Gemara why these things are also awesome. Limchor leodikachovit, not allowed to sell these things to the goyim. Again, you have to be afraid they're going to use these things to worship their avodah zarah with them.